How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEZ's nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Hey, Chicago, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is In the Loop. Today, we mix things up on the show. We welcomed a live audience into the studio, and we even got them in on the fun. So stay tuned for later in the episode when we test the news knowledge of our audience members, and we get a little bit buzzer happy. But first, with me in the studio is Sam Springhorn from WBEZ's membership team. Good to see you, Sam.
Yeah, good to see you too, Sasha.
Love having you in studio, a place where you're never here.
No, I'm not used to being here.
And you do so much, Sam, behind the scenes. A lot goes into these live studio audience moments. But, you know, we do these occasionally, and I want you to just talk about the importance of bringing audience members in, bringing WBEZ devoted listeners or new listeners mm-hmm. in to see a show happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I listen to the show, and I think you and everyone else who works on the show does a great job of making it seem really effortless
when you're just
a listener. But I think when we bring in members to be in this live audience and actually be in the studio with you, I think they get to have a new sense of how much work really goes into making the show.
Absolutely. And so if someone wants to join us, Sam, for a future in-studio live show, tell us how they can do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's two big ways. The first way is if you are already a member, you're probably receiving a monthly email called Member Insider. That's a newsletter that we send out to our members. And it has a lot of cool info in it, including when we do these shows, we'll have giveaways to get your spot as one of our guests in the audience. So make sure to watch out for that email.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not a member right now, or if you are a member but you just feel really generous, you want to give more to WBEZ, during our pledge drives, which happen quarterly,
mm-hmm.
You can give during the time that your show is going. And if you give during that 9 to 10 a.m. hour.
Oh, during In the Loop.
Yep, during In the Loop. Then you can be entered into a drawing to win a spot at the show.
I love that. And I think the lesson of the day, Sam, is check your email.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody needs to just check their email and good things will happen. That's WBEZ membership coordinator Sam Springhorn. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you, Sasha.
Now, since we did have a live audience in the studio, we wanted to get them in on the fun. Did you know that there's a group in Chicago where no matter what your level of talent, you get to sing your heart out? And there really is no better way to belt out a good tune than in a room full of singers. As we dig into ways to express ourselves in 2026, I'm a huge fan of doing that through song. So we will sing our way through this next conversation, and you are more than welcome to join in too. We talked with Davin Youngs. He's the founder of Chicago Circle Singing. He kicked things off with more info about his group.
Yeah, so Chicago Circle Singing is a community-based improvisational singing gathering for anyone and everyone who loves to sing.
Did somebody say improv?
Improvisational. So a lot of people are probably wondering, what does that mean? We use principles that are championed by the artist Bobby McFerrin, and the best, quickest way I can describe it is this, is that there's a leader who creates spontaneous, repeatable patterns, and then we layer those on top of each other, and before you know it, you have an orchestra of voices in creating spontaneous song.
A little bit of what we just heard, right?
Absolutely, yep.
So we're not talking about a professional choir or a group of singers, right? This is just a bunch of people who said, you know what, I just want to get out of my comfort zone. I just want to try something new.
Yeah, I mean, we're not even talking about performance. We're talking about community. And that's really at the heart of what it is that I'm interested in. We do have singers. We have professional singers that come, but we also have people who have never had the courage to use their voice out loud in front of anyone before. And the power of the gathering is that it is a gathering. It's a community. And when we bring our voices together, it really doesn't matter where you are in that spectrum. You will feel the energy and the courage of the community and the connection that that allows.
If you are not a singer, that is such a tough thing to like bring in front of other people. Because if you're like me, you sing in the car, you sing in the shower, you think you sound like Beyonce or Celine, and you don't. So for me to go and sit in a room with other people and have them hear me do that, like, I don't know. How do I get the courage? How do you encourage folks who are just really just shell-shocked?
Yeah, I mean, for some people, so I've spent my life thinking and working on the voice as a tool for personal growth, healing, and transformation. I'm very familiar with this conversation. For some people, the prospect of singing in front of others or being heard in that way is literally akin to death. Like, it feels so significant in their lives. It feels paralyzing, total nervous system overload. And usually that's because of some experience or some story in youth where something happened, someone said something to you, something happened that felt like it took away your permission to express yourself in that way. How do you get the courage to do it? You just do it. You know, the best thing that I can offer is that no one's ever died actually while we've been singing together. So I don't have experience that it will yield that result.
They died inside, Devin.
No, it's the opposite. They always walk away feeling more alive. That's the thing. It might scare the hell out of you. That's okay. This is a really innocuous way to confront that sort of fear.
How did this start in the first place, and how has it grown over time?
Yeah, so I went to a workshop with Bobby McFerrin all the way back in 2015 called Circle Songs, where he leads, along with a bunch of other colleagues, for a week, over 200 people from all around the world, these sorts of gatherings, these sorts of expressions of spontaneous song. Came back to Chicago because I realized there were communities all over the world that do this and was looking for one, and there wasn't. So I started one. We had a pretty good run until 2019 or so. I put a pin in it for a minute. Then there was a pandemic. We came back in 2023, and for whatever reason, it just blew up. We now range anywhere from like 100 people to 185 people that gather each month in the South Loop of Chicago to sing.
And it's what, Wednesday nights?
Second Wednesday of every month. And we're adding additional gatherings in the upcoming year as well.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I mean, do you have any additional, I know you talked about using your voice in the past, like for healing and other things, but any other singing background? I mean,
yeah. So I
tell me you secretly sang background for some really top artist or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would never name drop. No,
you were like the sixth member of NSYNC or something.
That's what I was doing in the shower. No, I am a conservatory trained musician. I went to the Oberlin Conservatory of Music, fully intended to become an opera singer, and reached 21 years old, graduated from college, and hit that 21-year-old existential crisis where I thought, I don't know, maybe not. And so much of my adult life has been around reconciling all that time, effort, and energy to cultivate my voice, but now to find it in a way that feels truly aligned with who I am as an artist and a person and a human being. So I do that in this community-based gathering work. I bring improvisational singing to corporate groups. You can learn more about that at voxisexperience.com, where I bring the improvisational singing to the corporate arena, summits, conferences. And I also work in the sound healing space. So I perform creating what are, you know, might be familiar with of a sound bath, but it centers me singing using my voice in this improvised way.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. So we're talking about the new year. It's what we're 8 days in, and a lot of people are looking for a reset,
yes,
a refresh. They want to get out of their comfort zone. They want to express themselves and break out. This is, I think, a good time to, in that same vein, maybe take the stage, whether it's literally or metaphorically. Can singing help you do that?
I mean, I believe that at the the hierarchy of creative expression singing sits atop. It is amongst the most profound human creative expressive acts. It's inherently life-changing in that it comes from you, it is of your body, and it is so inherently human to want to be expressed, be heard. And so it is my experience that regardless of your talent, skill, or ability, just doing it will help you catch a glimpse of yourself that is different and allow you to potentially make other bigger, bolder choices in your life.
Hey, if you just got here, welcome. This is In the Loop. I'm your host, Sasha Ann Simons, and we are checking in with Davin Youngs, who's founder of Chicago Circle Singing. We're still here with our wonderful studio audience inside WBEZ's performance studio, and Davin is going to lead us into a little
sing-along.
Are you ready?
Are you game for this? The audience is real, just if anyone's listening. There's like a real
audience of people.
Okay.
And they're rolling up their sleeves right now.
I know.
I'm a little intimidated.
Some of them slouched.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them sat up. Yeah.
So some are running through the back door. Take it away, Devin.
So here's the basic premise and principle of this is that we come up with repeatable patterns, and usually I don't use actual language. And we can start so simply. So what if I just do this? What if I go... ba-da-ba.
Ba-da-ba.
Oh, see, they are real. Did you hear that? That was so easy. Okay, good. Now, that sounds so simple and stupid, but if I repeat that, what if I go, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba. Can you do that with me? Here we go. Ba-da-ba,
ba-da-ba.
Keep it going.
Ba-da-ba.
Okay, good. Do you hear that that's maybe the foundation or the basis of what could turn into something more, okay? So the way that the studio audience is set up is there are two sides. We have teams, all right? So left side, you guys are the ba-da-bas, all right? Let's keep it going. Here we go. One, two, three, and ba-da-ba, 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 ba-da. Keep going. Okay, my other side. Keep going. Ready? Here's our part. Do, 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 do. So simple. Ready? Do, 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 do. Okay, it's a competition. Let them hear you. Oh my God, they're so good. Okay, now you keep going. I'm going to sing over the top of it. Ba ba da ba ya do 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 ku ma de so de ma ya la ko de ma do ya mo. Okay, I'm going to cut our first part off, but second part, keep going. All right, Sasha, come on, come on. Let's go one more time. Now, everyone sing that part. Ready? And do you know how to harmonize? Does anyone know how to harmonize? Here we go. Oh, yeah, sounds so good. Go, let's go. Okay, one more time and hold it at the end. Ready? And do, 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 do. Yeah!
Yes! I am so proud of you.
Amazing. Amazing.
You're little grasshoppers. you got to be a little bit brave to do this, right? To express yourself in this way.
I think so, but I think, you know, it's part of, like I said, it's part of the basic human desire to sort of be in the world. And the bravery is very short-lived. The necessary for bravery is short-lived. Once the momentum gets going, once we were going and you were repeating, you know, the music, when it emerges, that carries
on. That was so much fun. It sounded really beautiful.
Really amazing.
See? I bet I know what you're going to be humming on the way home today. Ba-da-ba.
Exactly.
Ba-da-ba. How else are you expressing yourself, Devin, and getting out of your comfort zone in 2026?
Yeah, so I am, you know, everything I told you that I do, it's quite an unconventional life that I live, right? And, you know, I'm really actually coming to terms with the fact that that's just how I'm going to spend the rest of my life. Because I used to try to put it in a small box and try to contain it in a way that was easily palatable. But I'm like, I'm just a weird dude that does a lot of different things around the voice. And so I'm trying to just show up in the world in all of these ways boldly and freely and express myself and really trust that the universe supports us living authentically in our lives.
Yeah, I love that. And this is a testament to what you mentioned earlier. I was spying on the Chicago Circle Singing website, and you say, quote, everyone has a place in the circle because singing together isn't just about making music, it's about making community. I think that community, like capital C on that, right?
Yeah. This group, that's the only thing I care about, is the connection and the community. The music, the singing, they have this magical sauce that when you combine it with the right foods, it just comes together and you have this delicious meal of community and connection. And that's what matters to me the most.
And like you said, when we just did this exercise, there are no actual words,
no.
Right?
You don't have to know
it's
anything.
It's gibberish.
Yeah.
So you have folks maybe that could show up that maybe don't fully know English.
We absolutely, I've done this internationally. I can be in a room full of people that don't speak the same language and we can find ourselves in music together.
I'm curious, this is very random. What is on your playlist these days?
It's a really, really great question.
Yeah, what does Devin listen to?
Yeah, well, I have incredibly eclectic taste, as I'm sure so many of you do. And I'm constantly going back to, I'm at that age where you start to go back to nostalgic high school stuff.
Oh.
And it's like a comfort to turn on like the Sirius XMU 90s rock station all of a sudden. So that's sort of a default go-to. But I love artists like Bjork. I love Radiohead. I love classical music. I love jazz. I love experimental music. I am myself, I'm an ambient music artist. I create meditative ambient music. So really across the board in my interest.
Oh, you listen to a lot of things.
Yeah.
So the next, the event for this month, Wednesday, January 14th.
Yes. So we're super excited. We meet the second Wednesday of every month for sure in the South Loop at a place called Grace Place. But this month we're adding two additional gatherings because we're hosting the Gaia Collective from New York City, which does one day choirs where they come in, no audition based, gathering for folks to learn an actual piece of music, an acapella piece of music. So that will happen on the 27th. And then on the 28th, Matt Goldstein from the Gaia Collective is coming back to join me for, he's also an improvisational singing
leader. Love that. And more information can be found where?
At ChicagoCircleSinging.com and particularly on Instagram at ChicagoCircleSinging.
Yeah, because we love the gram here on In the Loop. Devin Youngs is founder of Chicago Circle Singing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. How closely did you pay attention to the Chicago headlines of the week? Well, we took the opportunity to put our live studio audience in the hot seat with a daily news pop quiz. WBEZ's Claire Lane and Araceli Gomez-Aldana were on the panel with me to help break down the top stories.
WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
And two audience members volunteered to go head-to-head in our news quiz. So how in the loop are they on the top local stories? Let's find out. The audience members joining us today are Steve from Niles.
Yes. Yay, Steve!
And John from North Center. Can I get a hello, gentlemen?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to WBEZ and welcome to In the Loop. One quick thing that I want to make sure we get clear before we get started. You're going to hear some sounds in this segment, folks. So when Steve and John want to guess the answers to the different questions I'm going to ask, they're going to sort of compete to ring a bell. Want to ring that for me, John?
Ooh.
That'll be the sound when they want to answer a question. If they get it correct. Oh, yeah. Ching, ching. We're breaking the budget here at WBEZ today, folks. If they don't get the question correct.
No!
So listen out for those sounds. Let's hear a little bit about you folks before we get started. Steve, tell us about your commute from Niles this morning.
A mixture of public transit and bike. I don't own a car.
Okay. You rode your bike here. That's commitment, folks.
Yes.
That is commitment. And John, what brings you here today? I mean, other than the fact that you're in love with this show and you listen every single morning at 9.
Yeah, I'm just psyched to be here. This is very exciting as a longtime listener. I am also an avid bicyclist,
mm-hmm.
and I was too lazy to get up and ride down here for 5 miles. I'm just amazed. Let's give it up again for Steve.
Yes,
for biking
because
all
again... Steve from Niles.
Amazing.
All right, let's dive into the Daily News pop quiz. First question, now listen carefully. A major Chicago L stop closed this week. Which one was it? Steve from Niles.
Staten Lake.
Excellent.
Woo!
You got it. Claire, give us some more facts.
Yeah, this is a fairly large undertaking by the CTA, anticipating it's going to take 3 years to complete the Staten Lake overhaul, $444 million. Sun-Times reporting trains will just bypass the station, so they're still going to run on that line along Lake Street, and commuters can use nearby Clark and Lake, so more cardio, or maybe you can bike between stations, or you can always use Staten Lake Underground. Red Line's still going to be there. That's not going anywhere.
Yes.
One of the busiest.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be interesting for the next, 3 years? Four? Ooh. 4 years. Wow. All right. Question number two. There we go. What major Chicago festival announced its summer lineup this week? Steve again.
Grant Park Music Festival.
You got it! Araceli, fill
yes.
us in.
Yeah, the lineup was announced this week, and for all of you that are interested, it's 10 weeks of free music, so you'll be able to catch some of the performances at Millennium Park and Harris Theater. There's some really fun performances on that list, so check it out.
Absolutely. All right, question number three. All right, I'm looking at you, John. I want you to get in the game. I want you to get in the game. The Illinois Department of Public Health says... What illness is the state or has the state reached very high levels of? John?
Influenza.
You got it.
The flu.
It's the flu.
Yeah, the flu is actually up. It's the highest level since 2022 here in Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health saying 22% of Illinois residents have received a flu shot. So we can do a little bit better, I think. The guidance here in the state is still to get vaccinated against the flu and other diseases like COVID. So be weary and wash your hands, right, Sash?
Wash your hands. And as I've been saying all week, stay home.
Yeah, that too.
Don't
yeah.
come to work. Don't go to work. All right, number four. Anybody actually keeping score in the audience? You're not just here for your good looks, you know. All right, I got a thumbs up. Okay, good, good. Question number four. All right, we've got Steve from Niles and John from North Center battling it out here for the big, big prize. Molly from Memberships got it in the back for you, and it's big, okay? All right, question number four. What major Christian or Catholic holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, causing wait times at local Mexican bakeries? Don't rush at once to hit the bell, gentlemen. Give me a guess.
Does anybody know?
John?
I'm going out on a limb here, but is it Orthodox Christmas?
This is my last word. No!
I like the guess, though.
Good guess. Does anyone from the audience want to steal? Oh, we have two. Okay, all right. The Epiphany. What's your name?
Corey.
Corey says the Epiphany, and she's right.
Yes, so true.
Good
I had
job.
A really tough job this week, which was to go
you were
to
hanging out
Mexican
at bakeries.
Oh, my life. But yes, so a lot of people celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, also known as Three Kings Day. And one of the things that is tradition, it's gift giving and gathering with family, but also you break into a crown-shaped sweet
pastry bread. Mm. There's a little baby Jesus inside. It's good if you get the Jesus. You have to throw a party and you're going to be blessed the rest of the year. So that's what I got to do. And it was a lot of fun.
So which bakeries did you go to? Because you can't just drop that.
Oh, no. I highly recommend going to Nuevo León in Pilsen.
Okay.
It's been operating for 53 years with the same owner. I got to talk to him. He gave me a tour. He's 90 years old.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was sweet.
That's awesome. Well, shout out to Corey.
Yes.
Okay, question five. Which U.S. Congress member from Illinois just announced that they'll be running to be the next mayor of Chicago? Steve.
Mr. Quigley. Mike Quigley.
Congressman Mike Quigley is correct. Claire.
Yes, Congressman Quigley says he's going to make his official announcement ahead of the March primary, but essentially telling the Sun-Times he wants to fix a city in crisis and that he has the candor necessary to get it done here in Chicago. So no word yet, no retort from current incumbent Mayor Johnson, but as we always are, we'll be covering that and bringing you the latest on 91.5 WBEZ.
All right, let's continue. The game's not over, folks. Still time for you to get in, John.
Good.
Okay. We got Steve at three, John at one, and randomly, Corey at one as well. Okay. Chicago City Council passed a new budget at the end of the year, which, among other things, has implemented new taxes and fees on residents. Name any one of the taxes or fees. Steve?
The bag tax went up.
Yes. You're correct.
Yeah, 15-cent increase on bag tax is a big one we were watching this week. Is for ride sharers, those of you that take Uber or Lyft, the city has expanded its sort of heavy zones. Used to sort of just be downtown. Now it's going to be portions of Hyde Park, West Loop Fulton Market, even parts of the North Side Lakeview are involved, and you're going to be taxed an additional $1.50 if you are departing from or heading to one of these red zones.
Congested zones.
That's correct.
Interesting.
That's
good
why we
job.
Should use our bikes.
Yes. We should learn. We should learn from you, Steve. All right, Claire, we're going to say bye to you for this portion here, because in just a few moments, you're going to give us the news, the latest headlines.
Thank you.
Our game continues, though, with question seven. So with the new year comes a slew of new state laws that are now in effect. One new law gave Illinois its official state bean. Name that bean.
Guess a bean.
Give me a bean, gentlemen. John?
Pinto.
That is incorrect. Anyone from the audience want to... Oh, we've got someone waving at me in the back there. Yes, sir.
Soya.
Soybean is correct. And your name, sir?
Nate.
Nate. Nate's got the correct answer. So, yes... The soybean. Now, I have a bonus question that can get Steve and John back in this. What can soybeans be used for? Ring your bell.
Tofu, fuel, lubricants.
Wow. All of the above. Excellent work, Steve. You're crushing it.
I went to a big agricultural school.
Oh, okay. There's a secret. All right. Now, I spoke with a famous former Chicago Bear and Hall of Famer earlier this week on In the Loop. He said that when it comes to the upcoming playoffs, the Bears can't rely on the fourth quarter comebacks that they've come to be known for. Who did I talk with? Who's the former Chicago Bear? Steve and John perplexed.
Oh, I listened to this.
John.
Is it Singletary?
Yes. Mike Singletary. Former linebacker. Very good. All right. Someone tally that. I lost track of where John is.
I think I have 15.
It might be more like two, but we'll...
he's a Chicago election judge.
So as you can see, we are not just testing your knowledge of the news, but we're cheating, and we also want to see how closely you listen to this show. Now, yesterday, architecture guru Dennis Rodkin was here. He took us all the way back to the 1933 Century of Progress World's Fair by way of the Indiana Dunes National Park. This was for our latest in our series, What's That Building? Now, we talked about a handful of demo houses that were moved from the old fairgrounds, and they're up now for short-term rental in Beverly Shores, Indiana. Let's listen.
I think you can hardly avoid seeing it on your Instagram. Anybody who goes through Beverly Shores is likely to take a picture of this beautiful flamingo pink house sitting. It's one of only two of the five houses actually sit on the water side.
Yes.
The others are on the other side of the street. And it's this beautiful pink house set against, when I was there last week, a snowy white field. Mm. But usually what you see is the blue water of the lake and a blue sky. Really a fabulous souvenir of tropical life in Florida on the Indiana coastline.
Yeah. All right, you're looking at each other for support here because you know I'm coming with a tough question. Steve and John, the question to you is, what is that building? What building is Dennis describing?
It's pink.
Thanks, Araceli. Araceli with the hint. It's flamingo pink, tropical life, Florida, Indiana coastline. All right. Can you name any of the houses that we talked about from the Indiana Dunes that came from the World's Fair?
Program too. I don't remember.
What was that, Steve?
I listened to the program. I don't remember.
Araceli.
Yes.
Do you know, or have you even been? I mean, you're from Indiana.
I've been there. It's beautiful. Also, pink is my favorite color. And the name of that house is the Florida Tropical House, also known as the Pink House.
Also known as the Pink House. Very good, Araceli. She comes in with a steal. I mean, gentlemen, Steve and John, the name was right there. I mean, I couldn't have given you a better hint there from the Dennis clip. Come on, gentlemen.
It was too obvious.
It was too obvious. Yeah. We also talked about the House of Tomorrow, and we talked about, that's the glass house. It's a 12-sided glass house. And we also talked about the Cypress Log Cabin, which is a ridiculous, like, three-bedroom cabin that sleeps 12.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's on Airbnb for $757 a night.
Wow.
Who's going? All right, our final question. Later this month, Chicago Restaurant Week kicks off on January 23rd, but tickets went on sale this week for what other arts and culture event that's happening in February? Steve.
Theater Week.
Very good. You got it. Araceli, tell us more.
Yes. You can catch Theater Week Friday, February 5th through the 15th, and there's a lot of discounted shows, so as cheap as $15 per show, and you can catch some performances at Steppenwolf or Shakespeare Theater. And I always like to go because I have a problem with Restaurant Week because it's on my birthday, but I'm very happy about Theater Week.
Do you partake, John or Steve, in Theater Week? Tell us more, Steve.
I try to go every year, and I pick two performances. One that's totally off the wall for me. You know, for $15, if I don't like it, okay, I can write it off as immaterial. And one that I've seen before, and I want to see again. Ooh. The old and the new. I take that old, and I take that leap.
Love it. Ah. On my list is a Drunk Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yes. Love that. Well, I got to check out something.
Yes,
let me get caught up on the full list. All right. Well, that is it for our game. I know we're breaking the budget here. I told you. Okay. We've tallied up the winner. We tallied up the scores. And we got Steve with 5 and John with 3. That makes Steve our grand prize winner. They shake hands. Oh, so lovely. I love us here at Public Radio. We're just so nice. All right, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much to our two audience members, Steve from Niles and John from North Center, for being such good sports.
Thank
Molly,
you.
Our colleague from WBZ's membership team, she's here with your prize. I told you it was big. It's
Yay.
A big tote bag.
Ooh, nice.
Silly.
Tote bag.
Thanks for joining us on air and on In the Loop.
This episode of the In the Loop podcast was produced by me, Maha Ahmed, and edited by Ethan Schwab. Sasha Ann Simons is our host. For more in-depth coverage of news and culture in Chicago, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. For a full archive of the show, head over to wbez.org/in the loop. Thanks for listening.